Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Whoa! I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't.
The late, great James Brown, godfather of soul, brings us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. Matt Cartwright is our guest. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, attorney at law. We love him anyway. He's a partner with Monday and Cartwright. And we're talking about class action lawsuits and how they might affect you as a small business owner, how you might, what are you more likely to be a member of one, joining a class action, or becoming a defendant in one, maybe even being a co-defendant, being drugged into one by one of your suppliers or something like that. Before we go any further, though, Matt, let's make sure we tell the audience how they can find your firm online. Munley.com.
Oh, and it's www.munley.com, M-U-N-L-E-Y.
And we love
you, even though you're a radio talk show host.
and that book that you got coming out, what's the story on that?
Oh, it's out. It's offered by Thompson West, and it's called Litigating Business and Commercial Tort Cases. And it's a great sleep aid for all your listeners.
So how come I don't have a copy, Matt? That's what I want to know.
I'll get one. I'll get my people.
I need
to get
inscribed,
your people a copy.
I need an inscribed copy. Okay, Matt. We're talking about class actions, and what else do small business owners need to know about class actions?
Okay, well, there's one thing about class actions a lot of people don't realize. They think all a lawyer has to do is file a class action, and boom, the next thing we do is we set a trial date, and then we settle the case. That's not true. Class action isn't automatically valid. It has to be certified, and the judge has to certify the class before it can go anywhere, and there are a lot of requirements. The main three are commonality, typicality, and adequacy. Commonality means there have to be common questions of law and fact in the case. In other words, everybody's case is pretty much the same. Typicality means you've got a proposed class representative, the named plaintiff in the case. That person has to be somebody whose claims are typical, and the defenses against his or her claims also have to be typical of everybody's claims. That's typicality.
Mm-hmm.
And the third one is adequacy. We're talking about adequacy of representation of the named plaintiff and also the named plaintiff's lawyers. They have to have the resources to carry forward a class action. They have to have experience in court, those things. They have to have the resources to be able to finish up the case.
Do judges...
Go ahead.
Well,
what I want to say is that many purported class actions fail that test. For example, you mentioned personal injury cases. Well, gosh, I mean, if everybody's got a different kind of injury and everybody's mm-hmm. got a different medical background that may have them different susceptibilities to different exposures, those kinds of things.
But look at the cigarette class action that happened. I mean, those people had different injuries, different claims.
Right, but if you study it, not every one of those cigarette class actions gets certified. In
mm-hmm.
fact, a lot of them are very limited in scope. They're not talking about all of the pain and suffering. They're just talking about, for example, medical bills.
Right.
Do judges ever
look at a class proposal from a law firm and determine that this is nothing more than a law firm looking for shopping for victims and trying to put something together for their own benefit? Does a judge ever strike one down for that reason, do you think?
Oh, and not only do judges do it all the time, and by the way, judges all the time refuse to certify classes because they flunked that test I gave you.
Mm-hmm.
But in addition, what you raise is absolutely true, and Congress noticed that there were a lot of what they call professional plaintiffs. In securities litigation,
mm-hmm.
they'll see, well, something went wrong, so they'll go buy a share of XYZ company,
right.
and then they'll hire their same lawyer that they've been hiring, their professional plaintiffs, and sue XYZ company and their auditors and things like that. Well, that's why Congress enacted the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act in 1995 that says individuals can't be lead plaintiffs in a securities case more than X number of times, more than five times in a three-year period.
But also, wasn't there some more recent legislation that limited the ability to bring a federal class action?
Absolutely. It actually was kind of the opposite. It was a real limitation. It's called the Class Action Fairness Act of 2005, you're thinking of.
Mm-hmm.
And what that means is that it makes it almost impossible for people to file class actions in state court and keep them in state court. The idea was that some states made it really easy for class actions. You know, they call them litigation hell holes.
Right. Jackpot justice.
Yeah. And so the idea was, well, let's make them all subject to federal jurisdiction, mm-hmm. and that way we get some uniformity.
Right. Was that a good law? Did you think that was a good law?
Again, there's a lot of ambivalence about this.
Yeah. Well, folks, the main thing is I wanted Matthew to explain the class action story to us, and just, you know, just to be educated about it, be aware of it, and know how what your rights are, what your obligations are, whether you're a defendant or a member of a class. And Matt, thanks again for being here. Good job today.
Well, you too, Jim. Thanks a lot.
We'll see you next time. Matthew Cartwright, folks, Mundley.com. That's his website. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it as often as you can. 29 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.